back on the big quiz now. And Simon Lucas is in Hawley in Surrey. Hello, Simon.
Hi, Steve.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're a trainee history teacher.
That's right, yes.
Okay, so when will you be fully trained?
Well, I've got 3.5 weeks to go in school, and then 2 days after that, and then I'm a qualified teacher.
Absolutely brilliant. And why would you go into a profession where there's not very much money and everybody seems to be a little bit perturbed at the way they're being treated, especially state school teachers? Why would you do that?
I think it's something I've always wanted to do, and it's one of those things I think that if you really want to do it, you just have to go for it. And obviously I've done a little bit of teaching now and really, really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Much more rewarding than anything else I've done before.
You're currently on a teaching placement from Cambridge University at school in Basildon in Essex.
That's right.
Is that thing still there? The thing that sticks up.
The thing that sticks up.
Yeah. You know.
I have no idea, I'm afraid.
Yeah, you do. It's a thing that sticks up where the Yardleys used to be. Looks like a kind of a beaker upside down. It holds something. People will listen in Langdon or Basildon and know what I'm talking about.
See, Jeff's not, and he's an Essex boy as well.
What is it, Jeff? It's at the Ford plant, Simon.
I'll look out for that.
Yeah.
I'll look out for that.
Look out for that. What's... excuse me. What's in it?
Something to do with building tractors.
It's to do with building tractors,
oh,
Jamie.
Oh, yes, I know.
Well, you see, you're going to need to...
It's near a supermarket. Yes, I know that.
You're going to need to include this in your history lessons.
Yeah, this will be in the history lesson. Yeah, the history of Essex.
I'll use that one.
So it's got tractors in it?
Yeah, it's got tractors in it.
Sorry, I'll try and keep up.
Yeah, okay. I think Simon should. You're also a published novelist, aren't you?
That's right, yes. Had my first novel published in 1997.
Congratulations. Did you make any money?
A few pounds, not a lot.
Right. You also enjoy sailing. Where do you sail? Off the pier there at Southend?
No, I actually have a place I go to in North Essex called Radnes.
Near
Harwich.
Yeah, and I tell you, other places to sail along there, all of the reservoirs are fantastic, aren't they?
Yes, there's Alton Water in Suffolk, that's not too far away, and Ardley.
Yeah.
Some excellent places around there, yes.
If you sail on a reservoir, for example, you can drink it direct, can't you?
That's right, yes.
So as you get the writer, you don't want to get the outlet.
Yeah. It doesn't even have to get to the tap.
Like, that's a reason for gas.
Don't try it at home, kids. I don't think it's been processed.
Crikey, I tell you what, you go sailing off Southend Pier, you don't want to start drinking the water.
If you just want to drink water, go to a spa town. Might be a bit better for you.
That would be better, yeah. Ignore me. Are we ready to play? Are we ready to play, Simon? Or should we not bother with the questions? Which New York street is famous for its theatres? You know, which New York street
is famous?
Yes. Which alcoholic spirit is used in the cocktail a pina colada?
Malibu.
Rum. In Roman numerals, which letter represents the number 10?
X.
Yeah. At your convenience and follow that camel were titles of which series of British movies?
Pass.
Carry on. The composer of the opera Carmen died this day, 1875. Who was he?
Bizet.
He was, Georges Bizet. In which TV soap might characters read the Walford Gazette?
EastEnders.
Which Canadian singer recently had a hit album called One Heart?
Celine Dion.
Correct. A pharaoh is a litter of which farm animal?
Pass.
No, it's pigs. Which Shakespearean character delivers the to be or not to be soliloquy?
Hamlet.
Is correct. One wrong and you're out now. In 1981, which Greek composer won an Oscar for his soundtrack for the British movie Chariots of Fire?
Van Gabis.
Is correct. The songs Luck Be a Lady Tonight and Sit Down, You're Rockin' the Boat come from which musical? Great songs.
15 seconds.
Showboat.
Guys and Dolls, the answer.
Oh.
Guys and Dolls.
Sit down, you're rocking the boat and drinking the water.
Yeah, direct. If you go to a reservoir, by the way, it isn't advisable to drink the water direct. That was a joke, a jocular remark, just in case you're thinking of doing it. Stay there and we'll be back. BBC Radio 2. Say hello to before you go, Simon.
Well, I'll say hello to everyone who knows me, so everyone in Basildon, everyone at University of Cambridge, University of Essex, all my friends in Surrey, and, of course, all my family.
Well, have a good summer, and thank you very much for being on, and I hope the teaching thing goes OK. I'm sure
thank
it will.
You.
Simon Lucas in Hawley, Surrey. Good guy, Simon Lucas. He loses with 6 points. The winner is Vicky with 10. His